1-800-795-5.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on the road.
Patriot Home Funding Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We are here. We are live in the Relaxing Comfort Studio. That's right. Coming to you on the big, new, bolder, stronger, and more important to listen to than ever before, AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer. It was like Ali versus Holmes last night. Ali versus Holmes. We'll tell you what I mean here in just a moment. The president is rallying right now in the Villages, Florida. We got our man Randy Ross there. He's going to be checking in with us a little bit later on when things settle down a little bit, assuming they do while we're still on the air. And we got a whole lot to get in tonight. Once again, you can listen to us on your Alexa devices. You can still download the free Answer Orlando app into your smart devices. You can listen at theanswerorlando.com, where we want you to join the Seekers Club, and they got an excellent voter's guide there, compliments of Little Liberty Council. You can also listen, of course, at our website, americanadversaries.com. Same thing on the voter guide. And yes, we are up and on the Titan Cave Cam, so you can see and hear us on American Adversaries Facebook page. And please do follow us and like us while you're there, folks who are doing just that. All right, it is Patriot Home Funding Friday, which means Pierce Outlaw is in the saddle.
Hello, all irredeemable deplorables, dregs of society, and bitter clingers. And in 11 days, we have a choice to make as Americans, and that choice is between makers and takers. And last night on that TV, we heard what a taker is. Joe Biden and the Democrats want to take away your freedom, your money, your religion, your guns, your school, law enforcement, your gas and oil, your 401ks, your military, your courts, and your national security. All we want to do is make America great again. My mom used to say, you are a product of your choices. Use wisely your power of a choice. Come November 3rd.
All right. Very good. All right. I hope the rest of the show can catch up to that. All right. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is back on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is still the phone number. So, and just a few minutes here at during this half hour of the show, we're going to be speaking with Erin Perini. She is the Director of Press Communications for the Trump campaign. And, of course, we'll be talking about the Holmes-Ali fight last night and some other things with her as well. And our old friend Chris Kassler is going to be on at the bottom of the hour. He's produced a new documentary called America in Peril. And this might be just the thing to motivate you if you aren't already. At the top of the next hour, Patrick McGarrow, there's been a development in the Paul Manafort case, and we'll go over the Ghislaine Maxwell deposition, although you could pretty well sum it up in one or two words. She couldn't remember anything. And then, did you know there's a Karen law out there? We'll talk about that. And of course, the Killer Bee is going to join us live from the Hive, and we will check in with Roger Franklin Williams, Joe Ferrero, and Fred Priest, who are going to call the Blue Darters game tonight. And so after our show wraps up at 7, you'll have the Blue Darters football game, Apopka Blue Darters playing Evans tonight, the Evans Trojans. And then after that wraps, you're going to have the Tampa Bay Rays playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. So you got a lot of great action going right here tonight, starting right now. Well, started earlier, but right now, here we go. So last night, we were all kind of texting around a little bit, and at some point after it was over, Pierce, you texted, if this were a fight, they would have stopped it in the sixth round or something like that.
Yeah, after the COVID, Biden held up when he could use the talking points and talk in abstracts. But as soon as he went away and they went on to other topics, Trump took him to school and, more importantly, gave him just enough rope to hang himself.
He did, but he sort of goaded him. And that jogged my memory of Muhammad Ali when Larry Holmes fought him toward the end of, I think it was the third to last fight Ali ever fought. And it was another title fight. And Holmes held the title, and it was a brutal. And Ali just would not go down nor give up. And Holmes just people ended up hating Larry Holmes and sending him hate mail because he beat Ali up so bad that night.
Because he did his job.
He did his job. He put him in the hospital. Now, these two men were friends. They had been sparring. Holmes had been a sparring Ali.
A protege.
Exactly. And he didn't like doing it. As a matter of fact, he cried. He cried after the fight was over in his wife's arms because he didn't want to beat up his friend. And I think Donald Trump did any crying last night, but he sure whooped up an old guy who's seen his better days and his way out of the action.
And the quote that was attributed to Trump by one of the White House staffers as he walked out, he said, "Let's go finish this thing."
Yeah. And what Trump did was everything that he needed to do. In summary, I would put it this way. In the first debate, Trump doubt in the mind of the base of the Democrat Party because Biden was able to dodge around and not sound so radical. Last night, the radical Biden came out. And that's going to separate him from the middle. That's going to separate him from people who are moderates who haven't voted already. By the way, about a third of the people who are going to vote almost by the end of today, about a third of the people who are going to vote will have voted. So some 50 million people voted before they even saw that debate last night. Less those who are in the middle, undecided, got a taste of what the world would be like under Biden. You talked about all the things they want to take away, fossil fuel, but Trump was just really on his game because he was able to nail Biden with the one-liners that Biden really had no response to. Who built the cages? Who built the cages, Joe? Joe, who built the cages? Because we all know it was the Obama administration that built the cages and started the policy of separating kids from their parents.
In 2014.
That's right. Well, look, I see we have our guest on right now, called and said, wait a minute, I'm getting a message here. Who built the cages? Who built the cages? And then the other one was, why didn't you get it done? Why didn't you get it done, Joe? This was a whole nother, thing that Biden just couldn't. There was no answer. And Biden's answer was basically, "Oh, well, we had a Republican Congress, and I wasn't the president." I wonder what. And the president tweeted out today, "I wonder what Barack Obama thought when he said, 'And I wasn't the president,'" right?
After Barack Obama came out of his stately manner on in Massachusetts
Wednesday.
and campaigned for him,
yeah,
only to get thrown under the bus on national TV.
Absolutely, and then his other excuse was, well, we had a Republican Congress. Well, for the first 2 years of the administration, supermajority of both houses of Congress, the Democrats did. That's how they got the Affordable Care Act passed.
And stimulus.
And that's right.
And Dodd-Frank.
Exactly. And they squandered their capital on that and then took a butt. What Obama call it? A shellacking in his...
In the midterms in
2010. Yeah, thank you. Trying to do the math. Yeah, 2010. And never really regained any real control of Congress after that. So, they squandered. And then it came out, and I guess this is going to be in an interview to be aired, I guess, opposing the one that the president has already sent out, by the way, but with Joe Biden, where he says what he wants to do when it comes to the courts is set up a bipartisan committee to make recommendations, and then he'll go from there. And it might even mean more than packing the court. And so this is not good for Joe Biden, because once again, it's going to separate him from the middle. And he was already had put doubts in the minds of people on his base. So, plus the president just, style points. Biden was, he was flustered. You could see he was angry. But his shtick is to be angry all the time, right?
And you could tell as soon as he looked at his watch, the debate was over because he was looking for a way out.
He's going, how much longer do I have
That's
to
right.
be here?
He's looking for a way out.
Exactly.
The other thing, Chris, I thought the situation with the fracking and the energy thing, what really didn't get bought up by the pundits either, it's not just about our energy. It's not about the money in our pocket. Our energy independence is one of the major national security issues. And it got completely glossed with pundits, and I don't think Biden understands that. I don't think he has a nuanced understanding of how important that is, which disqualifies him from service.
I would take it even further. I would say that it is our energy independence, and the president referenced this last night in the debate. He didn't put it this way, though. He said that we don't need to go fight wars for oil anymore. I would say that our energy independence has been a big factor in these peace deals, which they added the Sudan to today in the Middle East, because he has sent the signal that we don't need you. And so they're all now over there looking at each other going, well, we're not used to a world without the United States being our protectorate or being a big player in the region that everybody plays off of. Were set up post-World War I. And the alliance that we have with the Saudi Arabians was started with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's what sealed the deal. And it's been a sealed deal ever since. With the option being, we protect you, you give us your oil. Well, now we don't need their oil. So the beginning part of that is out the window, too.
And we defeated ISIS, and we also defeated the Russians along with the Saudi Arabians in March of 2018. Go look it up. It was never reported. But the Russians took a severe beating at the hands of the Saudi army and U.S. special forces, and that calmed them down in that region. And, of course, the situation with Iran and taking Soleimani out, that calmed everything down.
Yeah. Trump has proved there's a new player in town, and they're adjusting to that. And the adjustment is, if the United States is going to protect us, maybe we should make peace with each other. Maybe that's not such a bad idea anymore, right? So that's the situation with the debate. All of the Twitter and online polls showed an overwhelming Trump victory. I mean, Fox, forget which one it was, they came out with immediately. It was an immediate poll. It was 74-24 Trump, and that was one of the closer ones. So it was pretty obvious, and even the liberal media, are cautiously admitting that he may have created a problem when he said he wanted to do away with fossil fuel, replace it with renewable fuels. And we've talked about this on the show many times. There is no such thing as renewable fuels. And all sorts of fuels that you use pollute. Everyone. Oh, what about an electric car? Electric car doesn't put out any. Hell, it does. It comes in the form of your battery and the highly toxic things that are needed to produce the car in the first place.
Which there is not enough supply in the world of lithium to build enough batteries to completely flip over the world's fleet of automobiles.
No. The idea is to get you thinking that you shouldn't be driving in a car at all. That's where they're going with all of this. The driverless cars and stuff. You don't need to have a car. We'll just send one to your house and take you wherever you want to go.
Yeah, and you lose your freedom.
Exactly, because you got to wait. It's like calling a taxi cab. You got to wait.
How bad a day yesterday was it for the Democrats between, obviously, the debate? That's what we're all talking about. But Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes, too.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. When we come back, Erin Perini is going to be joining us at 5:25. So it'll be a quickie, I think, with her, unless she can stay through the break. But you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We are here. We are live on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. And thank you for being there.
The new AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer.
Tuesday. Here, Tuesday.
Looking for your lost cat?
No, I'm looking for Tuesday.
What?
Tijuana Flats has two tacos, chips, and a drink for just $6.49 every Tuesday.
Tijuana Tuesdays?
Yes. Have you seen it?
Tijuana Tuesdays. Every Tuesday at Tijuana Flats.
Network sound and video can make memories last forever. Like many folks, you've stored away family videos, camcorder tapes, 8mm film, photos, and slides for years. You can't play your family memories even if you wanted to. The camera is broken, the VCR won't play. Bring those memories back to life by transferring them to a CD or DVD so your family can enjoy them again for a lifetime. Call 407-834-8555 or visit networksoundandvideo.com. 407-834-8555.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like it's. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Hey, it's Christopher Hart and Lair Adams of the American Adversaries Radio Show, and Lair was just telling me how he saved over $10,000. Tell them about it, Lair.
My house has an asphalt shingle roof that I thought needed to be replaced. I got some quotes, and let's just say the price tag was scary. But then I heard about RoofMax and their patent-pending technology that really can add years to your roof without needing to replace it. It was so easy. I just called them up, and they were able to give me a free quote without physically coming out, using cutting-edge satellite technology to measure my roof. And I was blown away by how much money RoofMax saved me. Not hundreds, but thousands of dollars.
If your roof is over 7 years old, I strongly recommend that you call RoofMax today. That's 866-478-6543. Tell them that we sent you to instantly save $150 and get a free roof tune-up, an almost $400 value, free with your treatment. Call them today at 866-478-6543. That's 866-478-6543. 866-478-6543.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4 slow from Lake Mary to 434, from Lee to Huey, and from Sand Lake to US 27. Eastbound I-4 slow from Turnpike to Colonial and Maitland to pass Lake Mary. Got a bunch of crashes. Colonial at Tanner, Michigan at Conway Gardens, Apopka, Vineland at I-4, Vineland at Conroy, Good Homes at Old Winter Garden, Hiawassee at Silver Star, and a crash on the 429 northbound near 414. Turnpike southbound slow from the Greenway to 192. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave Dorica.
We're back. We're live. We are the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. And as soon as we hook up with Erin Perini, we'll bring her into the conversation. But once again, the president, I thought, did a magnificent job last night. He hit all the main bases. He put doubt in the middle, in the minds of the people in the middle or moderates. And he also brought up the scam. And he did it in a couple of times. And the one time I thought was most effective was when Joe Biden boy was up there. Sleepy Joe was acting all self-righteous and sanctimonious, right? This is all about character and all this business, right? When he's the criminal on the stage, right? He's the guy who's corrupt on the stage. He's the lifelong politician making less than $200,000 a year, has four homes all over the place, plus the little shack that he does his little stick in. So the president just wailed on him. And like I said, it was like Ollie Holmes. I mean, every round it was just boom, boom, boom. And I even thought, the president did well with all of the subject matter, including the, okay, let's go now, Jeff, if you would, please. I know she's on fire. She's always on fire when she's on our show, when she's on Fox. And she's the director of press communications for President Trump and the Trump 2020 campaign. So I'd like to welcome back to the show Erin Perini. Erin, I'm calling what happened last night I'm liking it to Muhammad Ali when he got beat up by Larry Holmes, and it just went on and on and on, and somebody should have stopped it before it was over. Am I out of line here?
No, I think you're right. He did a great job last night. It was clear that Joe Biden just wasn't prepared for any of the topics that they decided to try and you know, have him answer on, which were supposed to be easy topics. President Trump was prepared. He understood all of the topics. He not only did he have all of his policies down and the successes of his administration, but he knew all of the failures of Joe Biden and was ready to hit those the entire time. And Joe Biden just was not prepared, again, to have to face President Trump.
Well, us, the president, I think flustered him a couple of times there, especially, of course, when he brought up the corruption stuff. Biden just didn't seem to be that well prepared, as you said, to deal with that. It seemed to me a couple of times that you know, he was ready for the questions that he got. Not that he was given the questions ahead of time, but he had the subject matter. So, you know, they're going to basically put together a short little elevator type stump speech. But the president, even when he would do that, the president would call him out on that. I mean, classic Trump. It was, look, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. And I'm going to call you out for being a politician. And Biden didn't know what to do about it.
Oh, yeah. And you could tell when Joe Biden got uncomfortable with a topic, if the subject matter or with the president's response to him, he would go and try to do one of those direct-to-camera appeals because he just thought that was like his easy out. It's clear that's how his team prepped him to say, hey, listen, if you get into an uncomfortable spot, just try to talk directly to the American people. He did it a number of times. He did it on China, and then the president said, let's talk. You know, Joe Biden's like, we should be talking about kitchen table issues. And the president's like, all right, let's talk about him, Joe, as Joe's trying to do his rambling straight to camera. I mean, he was not ready at all to go up against President Trump. President Trump has 47 months of success. And now every time we turn around, there's another question, another story about what Joe Biden knew and when he knew it and whether or not Hunter was selling access to him. And the president did a great job on everything. It's immigration. Joe Biden saying, well, you put kids in cages. And the president, who built those cages? Joe Biden? I had to fix your policies and fix your issues. I mean, the president was outstanding last week.
Yeah, I mentioned that before we hooked up with you here, that he hit Biden over and over with who built the cages, who built the cages, and then why didn't you get it done? Why didn't you get it done? I thought that those are the two things, those are the two bells that will continue to ring ears, right, in terms of immigration and then all the things that Joe Biden didn't get done and ended up blaming their failure on President Obama. And I'm wondering how he felt about that, especially after that little dinky rally that he had to give the other day. Aaron, I got to take a break. We're going to make it a quick one, though, and we'll be right back with you. Thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it. Aaron Perini, Director of Press Communications for President Trump and the Trump 2020 campaign, is with us. You can still get on board the Trump train by going to armyfortrump.com or go to donaldjtrump.com as well. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversary Series radio show.
The new AM 950 and FM 94.9. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate is gearing up for a rare weekend session as Republicans race to put Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. Barrett is expected to be confirmed on Monday. President Trump says Sudan will start to normalize ties with Israel, making it the third Arab state to do so in the run-up to Election Day. Northern California prosecutors again will seek the death penalty for Scott Peterson in the slaying of his pregnant wife and unborn son nearly 19 years ago. They made that announcement today. France has surpassed 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases, becoming the second country in Western Europe after Spain to reach that mark. Wall Street shrugged off a sluggish start and Phoenix mixed today. The Dow dropped 28 points, but the Nasdaq gained 42, and the S&P 500 up nearly a dozen. This is SRN News.
News. Answer traffic now.
Here's your latest date in the tropics. We've got a lump of storms called Invest 95L. Might get to a tropical depression over the weekend. Might get some rain on us sometime next week, but it's not looking to be too much so far. We're going to keep you updated. Orlando Police on Twitter talking up Take Back Day. It's the DEA and local groups working to give you a chance to safely dispose of your unused prescriptions. Going on tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. For more information, check out DEATakeback.com. Early voting going on right now. We've got the Liberty Council Action Voter Guide at TheAnswerOrlando.com, thanks to Matt Staver and the Liberty Council. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing yesterday he's loosening COVID restrictions on long-term care facilities. I'm Dave DiRica. More headlines at TheAnswerOrlando.com.
Hi, I'm John Siebert, president of Patriot Home Funding, Central Florida's best mortgage broker, and we are making mortgages great again by offering the lowest rates and best service, all while not charging any lender junk fees or points on most of our products. And if you are a veteran, we will pay for your appraisal as a way of saying thanks for your service. Take the Patriot Home Funding Challenge. We'll give you five-star luxury service and save you money. Give us a call at 407-389-5132. That's 407-389-5132, or visit us at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4 slow from Lee to Huey and slow from Sand Lake to U.S. 27. Eastbound I-4 slow from John Young up to past Lake Mary. Got a crash Hiawassee at Silver Star. Good Homes crash at Old Winter Garden and a crash Apopka Vineland at I-4. Michigan crash at Conway Gardens and a crash on Colonial out at Tanner. Turnpike southbound slow Beach 92. York latest. Answer traffic. I'm Dave Dorica.
Alrighty, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Pierce Outlaw in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff sent us back on the bridge, 407-774-8255 is the number. Our guest right now is Erin Perini. She is Director of Press Communications for President Trump and the Trump campaign. Erin, you guys in the press office there got a lot to work with from this debate last night. Certainly, and I think you've already got a commercial out having to do with Biden wanting to do away with the fossil fuel industry.
Absolutely. We actually did launch an ad today already about Joe Biden, about his claims that he does not want to end fracking, but he does want to end fracking, and he doesn't. And he said, play the tape. And the president said, oh, that's easy to do. And so we did. Listen, that would be absolutely devastating, not only to businesses across the country, but really to everyday Americans. What Joe Biden was describing yesterday in that debate was the Green New Deal. And the Green New Deal would cost households an average of about $40,000 a year in regulation. That's devastating. I don't know any household that has an extra $40,000 sitting around. And if you do, you should probably talk to me, because I'm really curious what you're doing to be able to have that kind of money. But the president was strong. He knew the facts, and he called Joe Biden out every time he tried to lie, because while the media may try to protect Joe Biden, the president's certainly not in the business of that.
That's a fact. And I thought the president had a couple of other areas where he can attack the former vice president, and especially when the vice president was standing there kind of making excuses for why things hadn't gotten done. Because, the president's absolutely right, and he was right when he said this is why he got elected. This is why people voted for him, because he's a man of action. Politicians are people of talk. And people want action in their lives, not a lot of talk. And I think that would be might bear fruit there as well. Any ideas along those lines?
Oh, absolutely. I even said it. He said, the reason I'm president is because of you. I wouldn't have run if you had done a good job as a senator or as the vice president of the United States, but you failed. And so I stepped in and I said, I can do better, and I have done better. And the president was just so strong and so great on all of that yesterday. It was the president at his absolute best last night, and the American people got to see it and be part of it and witness really all of Donald Trump's strength. It was an extraordinary debate by the president, because it's the two things that Joe Biden's the worst at. One, the economy. He oversaw the slowest economic recovery in the history of our country. Or two, and two, being a swamp creature. The president is not a D.C. beholden swamp creature the way Joe Biden is. And we saw that contrast last night as Joe Biden, the president, is asking him, are you the big guy? Are you the big guy? And Joe Biden wouldn't answer.
Pierce has a question.
Erin, I'd like to get your take on what I saw as the rank hypocrisy of Joe Biden wanting to weaken our energy industry, which would weaken our economy, weaken our national security, while at the same time he's sending his son and his business associates all over the world to shake down other governments for money under the table from their own sectors to influence U.S. policy to make their energy sector stronger while he's weakening ours.
Erin.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, it's clear Joe Biden, if he's, he's only in it for one thing and one thing only, and that's him and his family. It's about making the Biden family richer, taking care of Hunter, making sure they're all set at the cost of jobs all across the United States. great paying jobs and hardworking Americans will lose their livelihoods because Joe Biden's a complete sellout.
Aaron, let me ask you about early voting. It appears as though by the end of the weekend, probably over a third of the people who are going to vote will have voted. How does that make the campaign feel? What are you feeling and what are you seeing in these numbers as they're coming in?
So we're kind of seeing that Democrats, you know, they put a lot of onus on people voting by mail or early voting, doing things along those lines, and the numbers just aren't coming back strong enough for them to make up the difference in where they're going to need to for what we know will be our turnout model on election day. We know where our voters are and how they want to vote. And generally speaking, most of our voters are going to go on election day. Florida's a little bit different because you guys have such a tried and true absentee system where we do get a lot of votes on absentee as well. But those that are still outstanding are the game day votes or the election day votes. And those are votes that are more likely to come to us than they are to Joe Biden. So we're in a good spot. We know where our voters are and how to get in touch with them.
Well, the president is currently giving another huge peaceful protest at the villages here, and then he's off to Pensacola. Is the intention here now to also get people down ballot elected as well, these congressional races and Senate races like North Carolina? And does he plan to go to Colorado, for instance, and campaign for Cory Gardner and try to pick up Colorado while he's at it?
I mean, the president's going to be all over the country. I certainly don't have any announcements at this point regarding Colorado, but I can tell you, he's going to be all over the place. You should expect to see him in states like Michigan, where you have a great candidate like John James, where we have a real, you know, opportunity at a Senate pickup there. And the president's going to be able to help down ballot because he turns out voters in a way that we just don't see. The recent Pennsylvania rally he did, we had about 20,000 people register to go to that rally. And of that, a quarter of them were not Republicans, and about 20% of them had not voted in 2016, in the 2016 election. These are new voters, these are engaged voters, and they're not typical voters for the party. That helps every Republican up and down the ticket.
Pierce has a question.
Hey, Aaron, I wanted to shift gears a little bit and ask you what your thoughts were and the campaign's thoughts on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court case with the matching signatures.
That don't have to match.
Yes. Well, we always want to maintain and protect election integrity. That's been the president's biggest, to have a free and fair election system. It's so cool to the American people. So we're going to continue to pursue to make sure the free and fair election system in the United States and keep safeguards in place where Democrats want to remove them because they can then try and sow chaos into the election system, into the results. The president's against that. The campaign is firmly against that. And we're trying to fight it every step we can.
Aaron, you know, we hear these things that there's going to be violence on election night and in the days and maybe even weeks after that. Is the Justice Department, Department of Homeland Security, are they, shall we say, prepared, let me just put it that way, for that contingency?
You know, whatever happens on election day, you know, people kind of forget that there were kind of violent mobs and riots after President Trump won the first time in 2016. I remember it in D.C., especially on Inauguration Day. So, listen, our men and women of law enforcement are certainly doing an excellent job keeping our community safe, and they'll continue to do that on Election Day and after.
How about the suburban moms? We've been told by the liberal media that they have deserted President Trump. Is that true? And if so, are they coming back?
I don't think they've deserted President Trump at all. I think that these are people who understand safety and security are a top issue to them. They want safe neighborhoods because they want their kids to be able to walk around without being afraid. And so you will see them come to President Trump and come to the party because just because they won't tell a pollster how they'll vote doesn't mean on election day they won't vote for President Trump because currently speaking, 62% of people, there's a Cato Institute study that says 62% of the American people don't feel comfortable sharing their political affiliation and their beliefs.
Yeah.
And that certainly is the hidden Trump voter. And I think that's what you see with things like when people say, oh, the suburban mom, they left the party in 18. Well, the ticket in 18 was different because it wasn't Donald Trump. When it comes to him, the turnout and the models and the numbers, they're always different.
Aaron, just a little anecdote. I wear Trump hat everywhere I go. I've got Florida for Trump right on, Florida for Trump 2020 on my head right now. I've got a Trump 2020 hat everywhere I go. Now, for months, people, if they acknowledged it, it was usually a quiet little wink or a nod or maybe a thumbs up. Maybe somebody might say something about it. Everywhere I go now, Trump 2020. Hey, like your hat. Wow, yeah, go Trump. You beginning to feel the momentum really shift in the president's favor, the campaign, I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're right. I was actually in the Chicago O'Hare Airport the other day, Trump coat on. Somebody came up behind me and said, I support the president, and that's in Chicago. I mean, you didn't think that would be happening, but I think people are excited. I think they're excited to see this election and that, once again, this country is going to stand up for each other, for our friends and our friends and our family and our neighbors, by electing a guy who's not a swamp creature, who's not beholden to the D.C. elite, who, in fact, despises the D.C. elite and only fights for the American people. And people are getting that. They're seeing Joe Biden for who he is, and that's bringing more momentum on the president's side.
All right, Pierce has last question.
Daily tracking is showing that the president's approval among likely voters in the black community has increased in 1 week's time from 25% to 46% today. What are your comments on that, Aaron?
Oh, we're so excited. Nobody has fought harder for black Americans than President Trump. He's been out there lifting up every American, and that includes the black community. And they're seeing Joe Biden. They're seeing his racist comments, his racist rhetoric, and his race baiting by saying, if you're thinking about voting for Trump, quote, you ain't black. I mean, that's disgusting. And they know they've got bigger paychecks, more opportunity, and a president in Donald Trump who has been out there fighting for them to say, hey, listen, I don't care who you are or what you've done in life. If you're an American, I'll fight for you. And that's what they get with President Trump. So it's not a surprise at all to see those numbers go up.
Aaron, thank you so very much for your time. And by the way, my co-host Mike McBath, former Bill, said to tell you, go Bills. So there you go.
Go Bills.
Go Bills, baby. Thank you so very much for being with us, and thanks for everything that you're doing for the country and for the president. You're in the right place at the right time, and we know that for sure. We love you, and we love the president, and we love what's happening. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Aaron Perini, Director of Press Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. We'll take a break, come back, and talk to the producer of America in Peril. All right. What's that all about? You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you so very much for doing so.
Central Florida's conservative voice. AM 950, FM 94.9. The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest things we've learned from the coronavirus is that it's imperative we keep the surfaces we touch on a regular basis as clean as possible. These include in our workplaces, our homes, and our vehicles. Images Auto Spa and Supreme Car Detailing are uniquely positioned to help you maintain the cleanest living environment in all of these areas. At Images Auto Spa, not only can they provide you with the very best in cleaning and detailing services, they can also disinfect your vehicle with ozone. For help in any home or office cleaning chore, or for do-it-yourselfers, Supreme Car Detailing has all the supplies and products you need. Images Auto Spas are located at East Colonial Drive and Bennett Road and at 510 North State Road 434 in Altamont Springs. Every Tuesday and Thursday, mention the American Adversaries and get the Ultrashine package for only $20. Supreme Car Detailing is at South Orange Avenue and Sand Lake Road in Orlando. Live clean, live healthy. Visit ImagesAutoSpa.com and SupremeCarDetailing.com today.
Central Florida, it's time to enjoy life again. And that includes dining out. Cafe Positano welcomes you to try the most authentic Italian food you'll find in a clean atmosphere of fine and casual dining. Everything on the menu can be picked up or delivered, but every great chef knows food is meant to be served the moment it's on the plate, not 20 minutes later and reheated. So come on in for lunch or dinner and try their awesome new Bianca Neve, buttery garlic knots with cheese and bacon, or no bacon. Oh, and ask for the Palmadora sauce to dip them in. Yum! 407-774-8080. Cafe Positano is authentic Italian.
Because of the coronavirus, we now know that a strong immune system is key to a long and healthy life. Recently, Dr. Oz said, the best way to improve your immune system is to sleep better. Well, the best way to sleep better is to get a fully adjustable sleep system from Relax and Comfort. By sleeping properly, you can boost your immune system, increase your circulation and ability to breathe, and decrease your snoring and back pain. For 50 years, family-owned and operated Relax and Comfort has improved the quality of thousands of people's lives. Let them do the same for you. The new fully adjustable X10 sleep system, only at Relax and Comfort, is state-of-the-art technology at an affordable price. And for a limited time, with the purchase of any X10 sleep system, get an anti-gravity chair free. That's a $1,700 state-of-the-art chair free. And you can opt for no interest or payments for a year. Relax and Comfort exceeds all safety guidelines. Live a more healthy life today. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118 or visit relaxandcomfort.com.
It's Christopher Hart and Larry Adams of the American Adversaries Radio Show and how he saved over $10,000. Tell them about it, Larry.
My house has an asphalt shingle roof that I thought needed to be replaced. I got some quotes and let's just say the price tag was scary. But then I heard about RoofMax and their patent-pending technology that really can add years to your roof without needing to replace it. It was easy. I just called them up and they were able to give me a free quote without physically coming out, using cutting-edge satellite technology to measure my roof. And I was blown away by how much money RoofMax saved me. Not hundreds, but thousands of dollars.
If your roof is over 7 years old, I strongly recommend that you call RoofMax today. That's 866-478-6543. Tell them that we sent you to instantly save $150 and get a free roof tune-up, an almost $400 value, free with your treatment. Call them today at 866-478-6543. That's 866-478-6543. 866-478-6543.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Answer traffic. Westbound I-4 slow from Maitland to Huey, from Sand Lake out to US 27. Eastbound I-4 slow from OBT up to St. John's River Bridge. Disabled vehicle near there. Hiawassee, a crash at Silver Star. A Popka Vineland crash at I-4. Michigan crash at Conway Gardens and a crash on Colonial out at Tanner Turnpike. Line to 192. 429 slow into I-4. Your latest answer traffic. I'm Dave DiRica.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Got an old friend on the line right now, and he's a producer, and he's produced a documentary called America in Peril. So I'd like to welcome to the show, once again, Chris Kassler. How you been, Chris?
Hi, Chris. How are you? Good to hear your voice tonight. Good to see you the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell our audience a little bit about America in Peril and why you made it.
America in Peril is a documentary made in the style I learned from 60 Minutes, which is possibly a detriment to some people, but they know how to make a documentary and tell a story effectively. We are talking about the crisis in America and how the only thing ultimately that we can do, and they are important things, of course, pray, which is very important, vote, and take a stand. Speak to your neighbors, speak to whomever you can in any way that you can about the truth that this country is facing. The premise of the documentary is that the United States has been subjected to a concerted, designed, planned effort by the international communist movement to undermine our democracy and our freedom. A man named Cleon Skousen published a book in 1961 called The Naked Communist. This was 40 years ago, no, now 50 almost, and it details the 45 steps that the communists wrote down and followed in an effort to undermine our country. We have most of those illustrated in the documentary. We didn't illustrate some of them because they've plainly been accomplished. One of them, of course, was abandoning the Panama Canal or letting Eastern Bloc countries, which were then behind the Iron Curtain, have a vote in the UN. So we don't go into those details. But we don't talk about the problems with the fact that the communist movement has undermined and taken control of one of our major political parties. That's pretty apparent today.
Oh, boy.
We've talked about how the churches have been subverted and a number of other points of that kind. The technique that I used was to make a concerted effort to interview a whole variety of people who are experts in these various fields. We talked to Alex Newman, who's well-known in a number of circles, Trevor Loudon, Frank DiVerona, who's well-known. He was a survivor of the Bay of Pigs invasion. He was captured, imprisoned, tortured and starved in Cuba before getting out and coming to the United States. And several other people of like substantial credentials, people that know what they're talking about and speak with authority.
Now, where can people see it, first of all? How can people see it?
It is posted on YouTube. If you search for it by America in Peril, connected with the term Buzzsaw Media, which is our production company, you can find it that way, or you can find it on through our website, which is buzzsawmedia.us, buzzsawmedia.us. There are links there as well. And I would very much appreciate people going to see this movie. And, of course, when you've seen it, like it, share it, and then subscribe to our channel. I'm happy to report, I just checked the numbers before we started talking, we have had 3,494 views on YouTube since this thing was posted on Sunday night. So we're doing very, very well. The word of mouth is carrying the day, and we are also advertising on various places on the Internet. For example, we have ads running on Breitbart.com. So excellent. And there's also an informal viewing, which has been taking place on another site called Vimeo, which is where we showed it to people to begin with. So between the two, we have 6,000 plus views on this thing in under a week, and we're expecting it to pick up from here.
You know, I was impressed that it educates people on something that is right here in front of us, been all around us for a long time. People just didn't really recognize it. A lot of people don't know that the Communist Party USA has existed for, I think, about 100 years now, and that they, for a long time, ran candidates for president. I forget the guy's last name, but Gus somebody was their candidate for year after year after, I mean, election after election after election. So they've been at this a long time, Chris.
Yes, they have. In fact, we could point to the establishment of the ACLU in 21 as the formal beginning of the movement, but there were beginnings before that that weren't as formally organized, because this thing got launched effectively by the Russian October Revolution in 1917.
Right.
And of course, it spread through Europe and into the United States. But we've been subject to this plan for almost a full 100 years now.
Chris, do you think that the passing, if you will, of the Greatest Generation and our World War II and Cold War mindset has coincided with this march of communism and socialism?
Well, I think you could say it's coincided. I don't know if they're connected, if you will. But I do think that one of the things that we highlight in the film and go into in some depth is that one of the avenues of establishing control in the United States has been the subversion of our educational system. It's been going on since the 20s, actually. But much more recently, it's picked up momentum. As we all know now, how the universities have been subverted and how they're brainwashing our children. And, of course, that's aided by the kinds of entertainment that are being produced out of Hollywood to reinforce the messages that are being fed to our children and, of course, transforming them into, if not socialists, at least people who are unaware of the dangers of socialism and consequently tolerating it.
Once again, we're speaking with Chris, pardon me, we're speaking with Chris Kassler, and he is a producer. Buzzsaw Media is the production company. Buzzsaw S is the website, and Buzzsaw Media on YouTube is where you can find America in Peril. And it's very timely that it's coming out right in front of this election, because this is, and both sides understand, this is a major crossroads in American history, Chris.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, of course, we say that frequently, but I think that it's more true today than ever. And I think we're really, if we elect a closet communist to be president, I think we're facing a whole lot of hurt. And I don't know that we can reverse it. But I do think that reelecting Donald Trump gives us the opportunity to reorder things, to enlighten our people, and save ourselves from what I would consider the disastrous outcome.
You know, one thing that concerns me is the fact that most of the billionaires in the world today, communists, socialists and communists. How did that happen, Chris?
Well, I think that's an excellent observation and good question. I don't have a clear-cut answer to that, but I do know, for example, with my work, as you remember, I was working with Legal Immigrants for America for a couple of years.
Yep.
And one of the things that we learned in that process and through that effort was that the people with the power and the money are not concerned with your liberty. They've got all the liberty they want and all the money that they want. All they want is more power. And one of the ways that they accomplish that is by exploiting the rest of us. One of the ways that you can see it here in Florida is that they use basically, I won't call it slave labor, but it's awfully close, to pick the crops, okay? And a lot of those people are illegals. These are the billionaires, if you want to call them that, people like the Kochs, for example. They're perfectly happy to support open borders. They're perfectly happy to bring people in from the third world who take jobs effectively, who should be jobs of Americans. And they're only doing that because their bottom line is the only thing they care about. They're not concerned about your liberty or your country. They're working for their own benefit, and they really consequently support policies and parties that are opposed to American liberty and patriotism.
All right. So once again, we want you to see America in Peril. You can go to YouTube and tell them once again how to go about it to make sure I get it right here.
Okay. First of all, the website is buzzsawmedia.us. The documentary is named America in Peril, P-E-R-I-L, and it's on YouTube on the Buzzsaw Media channel. But you can search for it with America in Peril, Buzzsaw Media. You'll find it on YouTube. Please comment. Please subscribe. Reach out to me. If you leave a comment, I will answer you on the website. Love to hear from you all. Want your feedback. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you'll get a lot out of it, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you. Chris, we'll have you back real soon, see how it's going. And I know you got mine and more projects in mind. Okay, Chris Kassler, thank you. Buzzsawmedia.us, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. Halfway in, halfway to go. Then you got the Blue Darters, and after that, you got the Rays and the Dodgers all right here tonight.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show, coming to you live on a Patriot Home Funding Friday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Pierce Outlaw and myself, Christopher Hart, in the Relax and Comfort Studio. Jeff sent us on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Our man Randy Ross was at the rally in the Villages, which just wrapped up moments ago. And when he gets a chance, he's going to check in with us. We'll take that call when he does. And we got the Killer Bee going to come to us live from the Hive in the bottom of this hour. Real quick, though, if you would like to have a Trump yard sign, there'll be a giveaway tomorrow morning. This is compliments of Charles Hart and the Orange County Republican Executive Committee. It will be Saturday from 10 to noon, tomorrow 10 to noon, right in front of the Macy's in the Fashion Square Mall. The Macy's at the Fashion Square Mall, Daniel and McGuire, of course, the intersection there, the big Macy's store right there. So from 10 to noon tomorrow, it's a drive-through pickup. All you got to do is drive through, the signs will be ready to go. They'll hang there. So if you'd like to get a Trump 2020 yard sign, this may be your last chance to do it. So that's tomorrow morning, 10 to noon, in front of Macy's at the Fashion Square Mall, Colonial Drive and McGuire, and that's compliments of the Orange County Republican Executive Committee. And I see that we do have our man on the scene, Randy Ross, on the line with us right now. Randy, what was it like up there? It looked pretty raucous crowd.
Oh, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, just thousands and thousands of people, many of them on golf carts, which is pretty cool to see as well, but was, again, on fire. It was so cool. You know, we've seen, as you know, in Sanford, we've seen him Air Force One fly in, but today he obviously flew into Ocala, and then they took Marine One over here. So that was really cool as well. We got, like, dusted with a bunch of dust, but it was worth every minute of it. He did a great job. He had all the points, and we're walking out now, and it's just mayhem, as you can imagine, but it was wonderful. Wonderful experience.
Well, of course, it was his first one after the drubbing he put on Joe Biden last night. I couldn't see any of it. Did he comment about the debate last night?
What did he say? Absolutely. If he did it once, 10 times. He reminded everyone here at the Villages the last time he was here was in 2016, and he was in a ballroom. So it was pretty exciting to see thousands of people. You know, it's funny that you have a picture early on, because I'd heard local media reporting nobody was here, and I was like, are you kidding me? Nobody's here. So it's pretty exciting, and thank you to all of our listeners. And I know that, you know, because of American Adversaries, we've got great parking up front, so we're going to get out of here pretty quickly. So that's exciting as well.
Well, that's great. We want you to travel safely on your way back. But now you've been going to these a long time, and of course, since the president went back on the after coming out of the hospital, do you feel like it's even building more and more excitement? Does it feel like it?
You know, it's absolutely true. You know, it's been to almost 100. You know, as we were traveling last year throughout the country and then here locally. And when I went to Jacksonville, you know, right before the president did get COVID, and, of course, you know, we were in Sanford, Ocala, here in the Villages, the energy and enthusiasm for this president is just overwhelming. The funny thing is, he said to the governor, of course, was here, and they got Governor DeSantis and his wife Diggett on the first hit on the Marine Force One. I imagine they're headed to the rally up in Pensacola with him right now. Isn't that amazing? Listen to this before I go any further. He told us today he is doing 5 rallies tomorrow. 5. And I told you many times, it takes me 24 hours to recover from one. So I'm just can't even imagine that. He's doing 2 tonight. He did the debate last night, as you know, and 5 rallies tomorrow. And he's going to be on the road, as he indicated, doing multiple rallies now all the way through the election. But this is amazing. You know, it's always wonderful to represent the American Adversaries out here, you know, with everybody throughout the campaign, as well as all these wonderful Trump supporters and our listeners. So thank you again for the call, and I hope you guys continue to have a great show.
Well, we're so proud to have you out there for us, Randy. You the man. We thank you so very much. Travel safely.
I'll see you Tuesday.
You sure will. All right. That's Trump and Tuesday. That's right. Okay, Randy Ross on the road. Yeah, the president is on his way to Pensacola, where he'll do it again. All right. Now, right now, I'd like to go to our legal expert. He is Hall Scott McGarrow Law Firm. He is Patrick McGarrow, of course, and you can find him at appealslawgroup.com. Patrick, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, happy Friday to the American adversaries and all the listeners out there. Thank God it's Friday.
Amen.
Indeed.
Before we get to the legal stuff, did you catch any of the debate last night? And if you did, what'd you think?
I will be one of those few people that didn't watch it because, Chris, frankly, I made up my mind a long time ago. And besides, there was a 1980s Arnold Schwarzenegger movie on. I won't name that one, but I can't pass up Arnold Schwarzenegger 1980s macho movies. I'm sorry.
All right. Excuse accepted. So, Paul Manafort, what happened with that case this week?
Manafort scores a victory in the state of New York, in the borough of Manhattan, in the Manhattan Appeals Court. Basically, as we all know, Manafort was prosecuted by the feds. The New York State Attorney General decided to pile on and file charges against him for exactly the same thing. Luckily, New York, being a liberal state from which I once hailed, has a law on the books that grants people like Manafort double jeopardy protections. And as we all remember from the Rodney King riots, from the Rodney King case from the early 1990s, generally speaking, you can be prosecuted by both the state and the federal government for the same thing, but not in the state of New York. So when Manafort's attorney filed a motion to dismiss under the New York State double jeopardy law, a very brave judge in Manhattan granted that motion. There was a public outcry. The district attorney was very unhappy. By the way, this is the same prosecutor that's going after Trump and his tax returns now.
All right.
They appealed, and the appellate court upheld that dismissal. So Manafort is a free man, at least as far as it goes in the state.
Well, being that the Federal Bureau of Prisons has let him out because he's, you know, COVID susceptible or whatever, his age and all that, do you think he's going to go back to prison at all now at this point?
If he does, it'll be for something else he does that's new and nobody's heard of yet, but it won't be for anything the state. And if I were him, I wouldn't want to step foot in the state of New York. Actually, I'm from the state of New York, and I don't want to step foot in the state of New York, so I know exactly how he feels.
All right. Then, I guess it was yesterday, I guess it was the day before or yesterday, the Ghislaine Maxwell deposition from 2016 came out. What was that all about, and was there anything of significance in it?
There's a lot of things of significance in there. We don't learn a lot about Jeffrey Epstein, but we do know that the name Bill Clinton comes up a lot of times. And the interesting part about that is that Bill Clinton's name was redacted. So if you look in the deposition transcript, you'll see a lot of black bars where, you know, words are blacked out. Now, somebody cracked the code because some genius went to the end of the deposition, which contains a word index, just like the back of a book, and the word Bill Clinton was in that word index, and then it tells you exactly what page of the deposition, whatever corresponding word appears on. So all they did was go back to all the pages in the deposition, and lo and behold, there's no Bill Clinton, but there's a black bar, so you put two and two together, and you realize, we're talking about Bill Clinton going to Epstein Pedophile Island on many occasions. Right?
Yeah.
Also, Alan Dershowitz, his name was found in the same manner. Another thing that became very clear is that Ghislaine Maxwell is a horrible, horrible witness. And she has made way too many statements in her deposition now. She is completely compromised. If she dares to take the witness stand at her criminal trial, she will get shredded.
Are there more documents that she needs to work well? Were there other depositions or anything of the nature?
There are other depositions. Some of them are still under seal. Whether they'll be unsealed or not is, that's going to be determined in the days to come or the weeks to come. But very illuminating that her deposition was unsealed. There's a lot of unflattering stuff in there. And now that we see exactly what she said and we see where the lies are, I think the writing is on the wall for her. I think it's just a matter of time.
That she will be convicted of the charges she's been charged with?
I think she's going to be like a Thanksgiving turkey. She's going to be done, stick a fork in her.
Oh, boy. What about the people like Bill Clinton, Dershowitz? Do they have anything to worry about from what you saw in the documents, in the deposition?
Of course not. They're above the law, Chris. We're just the dirty little peasants. They have nothing to worry about. Guys like you and me do, but they wouldn't.
Right, right. Pierce has a question for you.
Patrick, I wanted to ask you about what Judge Sullivan did today with General Flynn. Sullivan deposed the federal government and Sidney Powell to produce all the source documents in 72 hours that was used in the original prosecution, including all of Strzok's notes, all of McCabe's notes, all of those source documents. I've never heard of anything like that on a case that's been dropped. What do you think?
And why would he do it?
Well, he's doing, and I said this last time, he is doing exactly what the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals told him not to do, which is take a deep dive into this. For whatever reason, he's decided to go down one rabbit hole after another, and he may not like what he finds, but this is exactly, if you read the opinion, this is exactly what they said was going to happen. The government was arguing this is what's going to happen, and this is exactly what the entire court said should not happen. But here it is happening.
Have you ever heard of this happening before?
Never. I haven't heard of many of the things that happened in you know, in this case before. Everything is a new one for me.
All right. And we'll continue to watch that. Obviously, he's stalling. One thing that he's definitely doing is just stalling this thing. What about this Karen law? Tell the audience about the Karen law. This came from the woman that called the police in Central Park because a guy told her, a black man, happened to be black man, told her you need to have your dog on a leash. Take it from there, Patrick.
Okay, so the leaders of San Francisco, in their infinite wisdom, instead of tackling problems like, oh, I don't know, homelessness, defecation on the streets, dirty heroin needles on the streets, crime out of control, things like, you know, things important like that, they decide to enact, and it's termed the Karen Law, it's an acronym. I can't remember exactly what it stands for, but basically it gives San Francisco residents the right to privately sue an individual that they believe called 911 on them out of racist motives, right? So if I call 911 on a person and that person says, you had a racist motive in calling 911 on me, I can now be sued.
Do you foresee a situation where, say, a guy's a burglar, let's just say he happens to be a white guy, and a black guy calls the cops on him and says, this guy's burglarizing my house. Do you see a situation where, you know, mix the colors up any way you want, where the criminal could then sue the homeowner simply for calling the police on them at all?
Absolutely. Anybody can sue anybody for anything, and that's what I've said time and time again. Now, normal people, if you get sued, you have to have a lawyer. You have to pay a guy like me, because remember, I didn't go to law school for my looks, right? I went to law school to earn the legal fees. So you have to pay a lawyer to defend you, and you have to deal with the case and devote time, energy, aggravation, rip your teeth out, rip your hair out, whatever it is, to dealing with this nonsense, even if it gets ultimately dismissed. And guess what? In the American system of justice, with very, very, very few exceptions, you cannot get your legal fees reimbursed, even for a frivolous case.
So in the loony world that is San Francisco, let's say, for example, it's a white Karen, I'll use that word, and she identifies as Black Lives Matter, and she runs up against a Trump person, and the Trump person, they're harassing the Trump person. Trump person calls 9/11. Can she sue under this law? I guess you can sue for anything.
Yeah.
Anybody can sue anybody for anything, whether they're actually going to, you know, recover under anything like that. It doesn't matter. But here's the point. No matter what, you sue somebody under this law, you're inflicting some financial and emotional pain. And honestly, I don't think that there should be a law that says there's other laws on the books. We don't need another law on the books that says you can harass somebody. We already have it. And all this is going to do is embolden people to file very frivolous lawsuits.
Or might it also deter people from calling the cops in the first place?
And that wasn't exactly another criticism of the law, is because if I see something questionable happening, now I have to wonder to myself, if I dial these three digits on the phone, this could subject me to civil liability and cost me a whole lot of time, money, and aggravation. Is it worth it?
All right. Well, Patrick, thank you so very much. As usual, it's been very informative talking to you, and I'm sure something's going to come up. We'll be talking to you next week. All right, Patrick, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Patrick McGarro, appealslawgroup.com. Got a great podcast there as well, appealslawgroup.com. We'll take a break, come back with the guys over at the Blue at the Roger Williams Field as the Blue Darters are getting warmed up, tuned up to play the Evans Trojans tonight.
The new AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer.
What's up with the boombox and tracksuit?
It's Throwback Thursdays at Tijuana Flats.
You know that's about throwback pricing. Tijuana burrito, chips, and a drink for just $6.49 every Thursday.
I'm going to throw back some sweet moves while I order.
Throwback Thursdays only at Tijuana Flats.
Folks, I'm so proud of our sponsors here on the American Adversaries, like Jerry and Janice Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. They and businesses like theirs are truly the backbone of America. They're family-owned and operated, dedicated to quality and professionalism, and committed to courteous and honest service. If you own a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW, you need to know Jerry and Jana and their team of professionals, because they will give you service for your vehicle at the best price. They truly are the dealership alternative. Call 407-366-6499 or go to jerrysmb.com. That's 407-366-6499. JerryZenB.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. A little hold the line for you. Let's see if the Darters can hold the line tonight. Want to go to Roger Williams Field, where former tight end Roger Franklin Williams of the Blue Darters, along with Philly Joe Ferrero and Coach Fred Priest, are tuning up for the game tonight. Guys, a couple of really tough losses these last 2 weeks. What's it going to be like tonight, Roger?
Yeah, real heartbreakers against two good teams. Just point that out as well. But Evans Trojans, this is a series that goes back to 1960, and we've had some very great games with them. 1-2, we're coming in at 3-2. They had two games canceled because of COVID issues, so I think they're going to pose a threat. They average 31 points a game, and they've got a good outstanding quarterback. He came from IMG Academy, which, those who follow football know that's, they get talent from all over the country, literally. So
usually goes the other way around. The kids go there, but yeah.
But he went there from Jones, apparently, from Jones, and he had a great sophomore season at Jones. So anyway, they got a great quarterback. Any team with a good quarterback is going to give you a challenge. And so, we got to get back on the win column tonight.
Well, the Darters kind of their own worst enemy in those losses because of the turnovers. Coach Fred Priest, any thoughts of area football around during the week so they can hang on to it on the weekend?
Actually, we talked about this a week or two ago. My first football team I ever had, we ran the wishbone. We fumbled the ball 50 times in a 10-game season. That means five times a game. We won 10 games, but we did everything. We made them carry the ball in the hallways. We made them sleep with the ball. We didn't talk about it. We did everything we could do, and it didn't change. So I'm hoping it'll change, because one of the keys to this game is the same as it's been every week: a popcat mistakes. And so that's one of the keys for the game for sure.
Well, certainly the defense has kept them in these games.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, last week the defense almost won the game single-handedly. I mean, so.
Well, in fact, last week offense scored 0 points in regulation. The defense scored the 7 points that we had to get the tie. But, you know, but that's – you can't really rely on your defense to score your points for you as well as stop the other team.
No, it doesn't really work out very well that way.
It doesn't, but, you know, at least the Darters, you know, can rely on that defense to keep them in the game. And if the offense can
–
keep their hands on the ball. So, but Joe, let me ask you, as Roger was saying, this is a series that goes way back, and the Evans team has, over the years, had pretty good teams, but lately maybe not quite as good as in the past tonight's team.
I think tonight's team is going to be definitely a challenge for the Blue Darters, but I think we're still going to come out on top if we could stop fumbling the ball. Now, the field is wet. We had a ton of rain here earlier, so we're dealing with wind conditions, and you know what happens every time that ball gets wet? It's a slippery pig.
And as Joe was speaking, I saw a popcorn warming up, and a ball went right through one of our receiver's hands. So, yeah, we're on a wet field, but, hey, the good news about this, we can't make more mistakes on a wet field than we make on a dry field.
No, that's a fact.
They've been pretty good at one, and we're hoping that gets cured. One other good thing that will happen tonight: John Lohman will be back.
All right,
and so that's good a news. Huge part of the offense. So
yeah,
see what happens.
I was going to ask you about that as far as you kind of answered that question there. So okay, well, you guys, it's always exciting listening to the games. Even last week, I mean, even at the loss, it was still a very exciting game. I'll say that. Others are playing exciting football this season. Maybe not as exciting the way we would like in some cases, but very exciting football.
And that's a great point, you know, Chris, to wrap things up. You don't want to overreact to 2 1-point losses to good teams.
That's right.
So, you know, either one of those games could have gone either way, and we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the ending teams that we were playing.
All right.
That's correct.
All right, well, we'll certainly be listening here in about 30 minutes. Guys, have fun, and we'll be enjoying listening to you.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, once again, the Apopka Blue Darters. As soon as we go off the air, pretty much kickoff is right then. And former tight end Roger Franklin Williams of the Darters, along with former athletic director Fred Priest, and, of course, Philly Joe Ferrero, they'll be calling the game, and I guarantee you it's going to be exciting. Don't know how it'll turn out, but it'll be exciting to listen to, that's for sure. As is the American Adversaries, I hope, on a Patriot Home Funding Friday.
The new AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump had 2 campaign stops today in Florida booked, completing an early rally in the Villages. He has one later this evening in Pensacola. Earlier today, the president announced Sudan will start to normalize ties with Israel, making it the 3rd Arab state to do so as part of U.S. brokered deals. U.S. Postal Service records show delivery delays have persisted across the country as millions of Americans are voting by mail, raising the possibility of ballots being rejected because they arrive too late. The number of people hospitalized in New York because of the coronavirus climbing back over the 1,000 mark. Governor Andrew Cuomo saying 1,023 hospitalizations around the state as of yesterday, more than double the number that were hospitalized a month ago. And the first time since late June, the state has seen hospitals with the virus. SRN News.
Network sound and video can make memories last forever. Like many folks, you've stored away family videos, camcorder tapes, 8mm film, photos, and slides for years. You can't play your family memories even if you wanted to. The camera is broken, the VCR won't play. Bring those memories back to life by transferring them to a CD or DVD so your family can enjoy them again for a lifetime. Call 407-834-8555 or visit networksoundandvideo.com. 407-834-8555.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceanic Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777.
or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest things we've learned from the coronavirus is that it's imperative we keep the surfaces we touch on a regular basis as clean as possible. These include in our workplaces, our homes, and our vehicles. Images Auto Spa and Supreme Car Detailing are uniquely positioned to help you maintain the cleanest living environment in all of these areas. At Images Auto Spa, not only can they provide you with the very best in cleaning and detailing services, they can also disinfect your vehicle with ozone. For help in any home or office cleaning chore, or for do-it-yourselfers, Supreme Car Detailing has all the supplies and products you need. Images Auto Spas are located at Road and at 510 North State Road 434 in Altamont Springs. Every Tuesday and Thursday, mention the American Adversaries and get the Ultrashine package for only $20. Supreme Car Detailing is at South Orange at Sand Lake Road in Orlando. Live clean, live healthy. Visit ImagesAutoSpa.com and SupremeCarDetailing.com today.
Hi, I'm John Siebert, President, Patriot Home Funding's SASC Mortgage Broker, and we are making mortgages great again by offering the lowest rates and best service, all while not charging any lender junk fees or points on most of our products. And if you are a veteran, we will pay for your appraisal as a way of saying thanks for your service. Take the Patriot Home Funding Challenge. We'll give you five-star luxury service and save you money. Give us a call at 407-389-5132. That's 407-389-5132. Or visit us at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Badd Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
We're back. We're live. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, on a Patriot Home Funding Friday as we get you wound up for the weekend, and then we'll unwind you from the weekend, get you wound up for the week on Sunday night. All right, in the meantime, once again, Pierce Outlaw is in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart, on the line with us now. We got the Killer Bee going to be joining us live from without the hive. He's visiting another hive, I understand, tonight. So welcome back to the show, B. Brian Blair. Where you be buzzing around tonight?
A place called Otter Creek, Florida, and believe it or not, I'm surrounded by beehives.
Is that right? All right. Well, don't get too close. All right. Your signal's a little bit fuzzy. Let's see how it works here. So, what did you think about the debate last night?
I thought it was Trump's best debate. And the biggest thing, I thought Kristen Welker did a great job as far as moderators go these days. I thought she was pretty fair. She interrupted Trump a couple times. But, I mean, you know, compared to Chris Wallace and, you know, she just did Savannah Guthrie was absolutely horrible. And it was just a breath of fresh air to actually hear the candidate speak.
Well, in fact, she interrupted the president 111 times and Biden 22, but you didn't notice it as much. I mean, you could tell that she was interrupting the president more, but at the end of the day, he spoke, I think, 3 minutes more than Biden did. And part of that was because Biden was kind of giving up there on the answers. She went back to him one time and said, "Would you like to respond to that?" And he said, "No." I mean, in a debate, you don't ever give up a chance to speak. I don't care if you've already said what you had to say, you say it again. I mean,
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. You're 100% right. If it's 10 seconds to make a point, I mean, you want to bring out your strongest point, your biggest argument in the battle. I don't have anything to say, I thought that made him look really stupid.
And the point where he was looking at his watch, you know, after it was about an hour or so in. I mean, he knew that he was anxious to get out of there. He knew that he was in a bad fix. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it was watch notes, and he was struggling for his words. I mean, I can't imagine him, you know, we're all seeing the Thunder stuff pop up now, and you've got to believe it. I'm sure you've talked about this in detail, but you just have to know that. I could honestly see him, if he wasn't the Democrat contender right now this close to the election, I could see him walking away in handcuffs.
Well, certainly the information that's coming out is very damning. That's a fact. Pierce has a question.
Yeah, that was what we were saying earlier in one of the breaks. If everything that's hitting the news waves right now had hit 6 months ago, Biden wouldn't be on that stage last night. I'd ask, though, about the moderator. I thought she was the most professional moderator in the last couple of election cycles, but she did interrupt Trump at one crucial point, and that was when Joe Biden stepped in it about energy. And Trump started, "Are you listening to this, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and so on?" She should have let him finish that, because Trump was going in for the kill right then.
That's why she stopped him, I think, Brian.
Exactly. I agree 100%. And that was one of the few times I mentioned at the top there where she did that, where she did interrupt him, where it did make a difference. But again, unlike Savannah Guthrie or Chris Wallace, I mean, who were clearly on Biden's team, she at least made it, gave them the ability to speak. Even Trump said just a minute, I love the way he puts his hand up for just a second, you know, and looks right in her eye just for that second to make her stop and take her off her game.
Right.
I mean, he's a master at what he does.
Yeah.
And some good news that I saw today is Rasmussen had Trump his approval at 52%. And no president has ever lost with a 50% or higher approval rating going into the election.
As a matter of fact, both George W. Bush and Barack Obama were reelected with 51% approval rating. So if he can maintain that, that definitely bodes well for him in the debate. You know, one other thing about Kristen Welker, I will say this. And by the way, she was the best. The bar was not very high for her. Okay, in other words, to be better than what came before her, she did. She got over that bar and then some. And I felt like, you know, at some point she was kind of trying to help Biden, but on a couple occasions she gave him actually pretty tough questions.
Absolutely, I was so surprised at that, Chris. I mean, she asked him some stuff about the past on racial, a couple questions regarding his votes. That especially when they were talking about prison reform.
Yeah.
There was a couple things that she got on him about.
She put him on the spot, she said, because Trump was talking about, you know, how he had the First Step Act and they didn't get it done and all of this. And she said, under that law that you helped pass, tens of thousands, which Trump had just said, she verified what Trump said and put it on Biden. Tens of thousands of mostly African-American men have gone to prison, some with life sentences. And Biden, I think he was shocked that a reporter dared actually ask him a tough question. Either that, or he was just so shocked that he never gets that sort of thing. He just kind of bumbled and bumbled around. And, well, we pardoned 58,000 or something like that. Yeah, but you left the law in place. And I, like I said, I was pleasantly surprised by her. I thought she could have done better, but considering where the bar had been set, I thought she did pretty good, Pierce.
Yeah, and Democrat policies throughout the 1990s led to that, too. And this even goes back to the 1960s. The welfare state took the black male out of the family home. Then we passed crime laws and shipped a lot of those black jobs that were in factories and farms and people working with their hands overseas and left the black man out to do what, in many cases, the only way he could provide for himself and his family, he thought, was through crime. So they put him in jail, and now President Trump's policies of education, funding the colleges, creating more jobs, bringing manufacturing back to the United States, getting illegal aliens out of the workforce, is reversing a lot of those Democrat jobs, and it's lifting the black community. And you can see it in Rasmussen's polls that we talked about earlier with Aaron Perini, that Trump's approval on Rasmussen and the black community went from 25% to 46% in 1 week.
Brian?
That's amazing. And something that a lot of people haven't heard is that Abilene, Texas, which is perhaps the longest, the city with the longest track record of voting Republican, I believe it's over 100 years they've been voting Republican, And it's a predominantly white city in Texas. I've wrestled there many a time. Unfortunately, it's not a great place to wrestle. But they just had a special election and elected a black mayor. And this is a predominantly white town. I mean, for people to say that Republicans are racist, I get so sick of that that, you know, it just makes me want to put my head under a pillow or else argue. And I don't like to argue. So I'd rather just turn away sometimes. But the Republican Party is the farthest from racist. And Peter Sheehan, when you're talking about the Democrat Party is what has what's kept the African-American community down so long, and President Trump so much, and he articulated it last night so well that if you were black, I don't see how you could not vote for this man.
Certainly the liberal policies, what they did was they stole manhood, if you will, away from the black man.
In the traditional sense.
Absolutely. And they're trying to do it. They're trying to do it to the rest of us as well. That's what it's all about. You take the power, you take the spirit out of the people, and you put it all in the hands of the government. And it never works out well for the people. Works out pretty good for government because it always gets bigger. But the people end up getting trod on by it, I should say.
Exactly. And now that we have a state-controlled media, just about the same thing, it's very, very difficult to run against. I mean, even if you listen to the bumpers between, if you're listening to a conservative station, even if you're listening to Salem, you'll hear some people, you know, the ABC or the NBC bumper news, in between news and just various conservative stations, and you go, what station am I listening to? And it really upsets me because the fact that, you know, President Trump has just done so many wonderful things for this nation, and they just refuse to put him over on one single issue. I mean, it's I've never seen anything like this, Chris.
All right, well, listen, stay on the line. I want to take this up with you when we come back. You are listening to the American Adversaries, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Killer Bee, B. Brian Blair. He's joining us from amidst a bunch of other hives. And, of course, it is a Patriot Home Funding Friday. So Pierce Outlaw and myself will be back. Don't forget, when we wrap it up here in a few minutes, you'll have kickoff for the Apopka Blue Darters playing the Evans Trojans. And when that game wraps up, you'll have the Dodgers playing the Rays, and they're in a 1-1 series tie right now. We'll be right back.
Central Florida's conservative voice. AM 950, FM 94.9, The Answer.
Central Florida, it's time to enjoy life again. And that includes dining out. Cafe Positano welcomes you to try the most authentic Italian food you'll find in a clean atmosphere of fine casual dining. Everything on the menu can be picked up or delivered, but every great chef knows food is meant to be served the moment it's on the plate, not 20 minutes later and reheated. So come on in for lunch or dinner and try their awesome new Bianca Neve, buttery garlic knots with cheese and bacon, or no.